For centuries, a small, oily fish known as the hooligan was the currency of much of southeast Alaska. Its oil was sold by the Tlingit, the native Alaskans who lived there. Today, the hooligan continue their annual spring run in the region's rivers, but every decade or so, the hooligan just don't show up, and no one really knows why. Doug Fine reports from member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.
A month ago, the hooligan run looked right on schedule. The first few thousand fish began appearing in the glacial-fed rivers near Haines. Locals were out with their dip nets, ready for a strong run. Further upstream, Tlingit elder Snuffy Paddock was also out on the Chilkat River. He was planning to render the vitamin-rich hooligan oil traditional style, stirring the fish with an oar in a giant cauldron. You could almost hear him salivating about the first steps in the weeks-long rendering process as he examined the banks of the river.
Well, you've got to put them in the pit and leave them from anywhere from 10 to 14 days, depending on the weather and how cold the ground is, if your pit's right in the ground. And then you put them in the big kettles, and then you boil your water and put it in there. And then you render the oil out and then leave it set and then scoop the oil off the top.
The hooligan oil usually lasts Paddock and his extended family the whole year. He says you can serve it with just about anything. He likes it on potatoes, meat, and another Tlingit staple, herring eggs. But this year it looks like Paddock won't be putting much hooligan oil on his favorite dishes. 2 days after his examination of the banks, the hooligan stopped running in the Chilkat River. They didn't even get up the nearby Chilkoot River. The region's native community, including Tlingit elder Smitty Katzik, said he relies on hooligan oil as a substantial part of his diet.
We like to have our hooligans for the oil. And when you got a big family, it takes quite a bit of oil to keep them going for the winter.
Every 10 years or so, this happens. And every time it does, the theories multiply along the riverbanks and in local coffee shops. Some point to gathering sea lions and say the hooligan are hanging out in deeper water waiting. But the prevailing hypothesis is that the late spring told the advanced hooligan scouts, mostly males, that the Haines area rivers were too low to support a full run. Local biologists say there just isn't enough scientific research to back any one theory, but Smitty Katzik, who has watched the phenomenon for his entire life, says it might boil down to one thing. These fish are, well, easily freaked out.
Yeah, back in the old days, they never used to let anybody get in the water for a couple of weeks before they fished, you know.
Katzik points to the long-standing Tlingit taboo against letting dogs run in the river when the hooligan are around, and he says he's noted a change in the hooligan recently.
They seem to be spooky for the last couple of years. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we're using different methods of fishing, like people are using throw nets and boats. You get boats running in the river, and that's a different sound to the fish. Yeah, we're using metal dip nets, too. That's a different sound to them. We used to use wooden poles.
Only two families in Haines and the nearby Tlingit village of Klukwan caught enough hooligan in the abbreviated first rush to render a little oil this year. Many others netted enough to smoke a few dozen jars worth. But there's always next year, and there are rarely two bad runs in a row. With that in mind, locals say you can bet area dogs will be kept away from the streams next spring. For National Public Radio on the Chilkat River outside of Haines, Alaska, I'm Doug Fine.